Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Greg Warren with the Warren Report. It's on the way right after this.
The Bob and Tom program. We have excerpts from the book, and we now present this dramatic recreation of Princess Di actually writing the diaries that only we have copies of. So here we go.
Mother Teresa, there's no need to thank me for a donation to your foundation. I am only too happy to support you in your good work. And speaking of good work, even living saints need a bit of fun. So, why don't you pop around this weekend and we'll hit some clubs? Please wear something that shows off a bit of cleavage and doesn't smell like lepers. Sincerely, Princess Diana. All right.
Oh, there's more.
Dear President Clinton, while I am flattered by your offer, I will be unable to, as you so quaintly put it, gobble you like a plate of bangers and eggs during my upcoming visit. Perhaps you could find someone else with a bit more time. What about that pudgy intern you mentioned? She seems like the discreet sort.
Mm-hmm.
Fondly, Diana. Dear Elton, good news, girlfriend. I finally met someone I'm crazy about. His name is Dodi, and he's an Arab. Won't that burn the Queen's royal ass when she sees me on CNN playing suckface with a swarthy bugger? Well, tough. What's she going to do? Have me killed? Love, die. Oh, P.S. What has 16 legs, inbred genetic defects, and a giant stick up his answer? The royal family. Love that. Right. Dearest Fergie, yes, love, I saw you on The Tonight Show. And no, I don't think that outfit made you look fat. I think your enormous cow-like behind did that on its own. Love, your ex-sister-in-law. Okay. Dear Charles, remember Winston, our pet bulldog? I had some free time today, so I shaved his ass. I'm sending along a photograph because it reminded me so very much of Camilla. Yes, I'm sure you'll treasure it. Love, P.S. The red-headed boy isn't yours. He was fathered by an American humorist called Carrot Top. Yes. Dear Penthouse Forum, I never thought I would be
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Going to a bridge there?
I did. Thanks for bringing that up.
Well, I'll give you an opportunity to finish chewing.
There's Christy Lee at the news desk. There's, who is that? Pat Godwin at the performance room.
I'm here.
Boy, you should have heard what the boys were talking about in the break room.
What
this
were you
time.
Talking about?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Sexual stimulants.
Pat's
having problems. Trouble with his wiener, I guess.
Huh? No,
there's Josh Arnold at the I-8 Steven Singer's sidekick chair.
Ah.
There's Ace Cosby. There's Willie Griswold. Wow, howdy. Talk about perfect timing. I'm Chick McGee, and there's Tom Griswold.
And we have a special guest with our newest feature. He is the great comedian Greg Warren with his feature, The Warren Report.
Greggy!
And, and Greg always tries to have in the background a picture of a famous person named Warren. And it was Chief Justice Earl Warren. And is that Warren Moon?
That is Warren Moon, Tom.
Yeah.
Oh.
Very nice.
One of my favorite football players.
How about that?
And also named Warren, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom.
No, okay. Well, I want to make sure we tie this together. Okay. Greg, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I thought today we would discuss Rocky Aoki, the founder of Benihana.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. He's got his picture with everybody. Any Benihana you go to, there's Rocky everywhere.
You have hit a hot button, Greg, because Tom loves Benihana and that setup so much that he's thinking about trying to write new bits for the chefs. Am I right on this, Tom?
I mean, they've pretty much got the same 5-6 bits. They got
The volcano,
the choo-choo train.
Right. Claims they're tired.
Yeah,
the shrimp into the mouth.
Classic.
Yeah.
Shrimp in the hat.
One of those shrimps seems to get away every time.
Yeah.
The as Christy says, the egg heaved up into the chef's cap.
Yeah.
I just think we need to come up with some better gags for them. But I'll let you to talk about the Benihanas and Rocky.
Yeah, Rocky's this guy's a character. This is one of my favorite things. He raced speedboats.
Wow.
A lot of money, and he was good. He was a really good speedboat racer, but he got in a terrible accident, and they took him to get surgery, and he woke up from a very long surgery, and his wife and mistress were standing in the hospital room, and they had never met each other.
Oh.
And, they had a few Rocky, questions.
Rocky woke up, and he goes, oh, no. And then he faked a blackout.
By the way, I'm going to request that you do the accent of Rocky as much as you can.
Sprinkle that in. Even that little brief, oh, no. Yeah. Had a little bit of English on it, ironically.
Different times.
He was a Japanese immigrant. Rocky's parents owned a coffee shop named Benihana in Tokyo. And the reason they did, when they came back to war-torn Tokyo after WW2, they saw Josh, it was a tragic event, WW2.
Sure.
I don't know why you're laughing, but they saw a one red flower growing through the rubble, which is Benihana means red flower. So that's
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So
why don't you give me a bouquet of Benihanas? That's something you would say in Japan.
Exactly, Chick. Exactly. Huh. Yeah.
Son of a gun.
So
this was nowhere near Hiroshima, then.
My gosh.
Could you let him?
No.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
No, Chick, this was Tokyo.
Okay. Ah.
Yeah. So Rocky had some troubles as a child. He got in a lot of trouble at school. It says for pushing kids down the stairs.
Jesus.
Yeah. And he also sold... pictures of scantily clad women, which I knew that kid.
I
bought a Cheryl Teague's swimsuit model picture. Still got it. The best investment I've ever made, guys. $7. The thing still pays off today. I love it. I'll send you a photocopy if you want.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
So, but you know what? To sort of get himself out of trouble, he found wrestling, which is why I love this guy, and excelled at wrestling, and was a member, an alternate member of the 1960 Japanese Olympic team.
Wow,
he's really good. Yeah, yeah. He's in the U.S. Wrestling Hall of Fame. He used his wrestling to get a scholarship to an American university in New York, and he lived in New York City, but just didn't work out over there at CW Post in Long Island. Got, you know, got in some fights. I don't know if there was stair pushing or not.
very aggressive.
They got
man.
A lot of stairs over at CW Post, from what I understand. So he mostly sort of just started making money. He loved America, and he drove a Mr. Softy truck through Harlem. Nobody wanted to go there, and he was like, "Well, I'll just take that market." And he drove this Mr. Softy truck through Harlem, blaring Japanese music.
Yes.
And he put pictures of himself wrestling on the Mr. Softy truck to discourage people from vandalizing the truck. And he put articles about him in the Olympics. Yeah, when I was first in Houston, and Warren Moon was the quarterback down there, I was selling peanut butter down there. And they actually sent me to some you know, rougher neighborhoods. And I was selling peanut butter at these grocery stores. And I put some pictures of myself wrestling on the Taurus.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd that work?
They pissed on it.
They spray painted honky lips across.
It was rough. He made like 10 grand, saved 10 grand from this Mr. Softy truck.
Wow.
And yep. And that's how he opened Benihana. It was one restaurant with four tables in Midtown Manhattan. And it struggled. And then this restaurant reviewer, Clementine Paddleford, found him.
Oh, my darling.
Yes.
My darling Clementine, of course. Thank you.
Yeah.
Huckleberry Hound.
I know.
Thanks for clearing that up, Tom.
I was a little fuzzy. Yeah,
so she made him famous, and Muhammad Ali started eating there, and Benihana was born, and it was a wild success. Basically, he sort of, you know, basically dumbed down Japanese culture for Americans.
Oh, okay.
He found out that Americans enjoyed eating in exotic surroundings and are deeply mistrustful of exotic foods. So his rule was nothing slippery or slimy. He wanted to normalize Japanese food for Americans. It's called teppanyaki. That's the style of food there. Yeah. And, you know, some people took shots at him, but it worked. The Texas Monthly called it the Japanese equivalent of a minstrel show. Which
little harsh.
Yeah, a little harsh, I thought. This guy did extremely well, man. Made a bunch of money, and he liked money. He said his quote is, "Money not everything, just 99%.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. And he had a good time. He launched a softcore porn magazine called Genesis.
Here we go.
Did he really?
Yep. Yeah. Yes, Genesis. Now, here's the big trick with that one. Two centerfolds for the price of one.
Oh, that's you know what? He had the right idea, didn't he?
You can't afford not to buy that.
Is that magazine still out there?
No, Tom, it was a horrible failure. It lasted 1 year.
Oh.
I don't know how people didn't buy that. Two centerfolds, guys. Two.
Boy, that's
what happened
four.
To his wife and his mistress? Did they? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, he had several wives.
They were both featured in that issue.
Yeah, that's right.
They shared that issue.
Yeah. He then opened a softcore porn club.
All right.
Called Club Genesis. Six stories in Manhattan. Yeah, had a real good time there. What he would do is he'd do a lot of drugs, and there were a lot of naked women, and he'd play backgammon all night long.
That's hot, all right.
He was a national backgammon champion. Christy, naked women and a guy playing backgammon, does that remind you anything?
No.
I thought you might bring up one time.
When you're playing Scrabble in the bar? No, neither of you were naked.
We had a couple of hot chicks and we were playing Scrabble with them in the bar.
In a martini
Christy
bar.
Was disgusted.
I was so pissed at them.
It was their idea. It was their idea.
Did you come up with any provocative words?
At least.
Is do me a word?
I was so mad I went to bed. I don't know what happened after I
domed,
left.
Pat.
How do you spell tumescent member?
The guy did well, man. I mean, he had a bunch of wives. He was the first guy to cross the Pacific Ocean in a manned hot air balloon.
Now, this is Rocky, the founder of
Benihana. Rocky Aoki.
Mm-hmm. What's his last name?
Aoki.
Okay. Is he still with us?
Yeah. No, Rocky passed away in 2008, he's survived by his third wife, Kiko, who has a lot of legal.
Money.
Yeah, she's got a lot of money, but there's a lot of legal battles with the Aoki family. I don't know if you know, Steve Aoki is a famous DJ and EDM musician, and that's Rocky's son.
Oh.
And Devin Aoki is a famous model and actress. She was in those Fast and Furious movies.
Really?
She's a looker. She's a real looker. And he said
the charity that he started along with the CARE organization, CARE Aoki.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
They're killing.
Well.
A lot of clubs right there. Well.
So excited.
Yeah, he sued his kids. He got in some insider trading trouble and had to sign over some of the company. And there was a legal battle. He said he had six kids. He said, my favorite son is Kyle. I sue him, though.
All right.
And his favorite daughter was Devin. He made no bones about he had favorites.
You're not supposed to have favorites.
Every parent has favorites.
Sure.
The truth.
What?
Really? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Unless you're an only child, then you get it all, Daddy.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah. He's in the National Wrestling Hall of Fame, guys.
Wow.
US National Wrestling. And, you know, I'm in the Missouri chapter of the National Wrestling Hall of Fame.
You are.
Allegedly.
Not.
Allegedly.
What was his weight class? Could you have wrestled him?
No, he was just small. He's 5'4" with a Jerry curl.
Oh.
You're afraid? Afraid you're wrestling?
Sounds like you're running.
He's a Japanese Olympian, Josh.
Are you running from him? Sounds
scared?
Like you're running.
Bit cowardly.
All right. Well,
I'll go with him. I'll go.
Well, hard now, but
Greg Lily Liver Warren.
Once again, we're discussing Rocky Aoki. Is that
just Aoki?
Aoki. Rocky Aoki.
The founder of Benihana. Benihana is still thriving, though.
Sure.
Doing well. There are some legal battles with the his widow Kiko. The kids don't like her, and she sort of junked up the Hawaiian version. They served hamburgers, and she had a two-girl rap troupe called the Benny Girls.
they
were smoking hot. And
sounds like a hell of an act, right?
Yeah, I know. The kids didn't like it. I think Rocky would have loved it, from what I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he would love the Benny Girls.
Yeah.
Now, that not to be confused with Hill's Angels, the girls in the Benny Hill show.
Oh.
You have to let the Benny Hill dream die. You have to.
I'm just saying that Hill's Angels were gorgeous.
Lovely.
Chick and I used to chase each other on the stage to the Benny Hill theme.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Yakety sax.
Embarrassing moments of my life, yes.
Oh.
There he goes.
There you go, sir. Okay. Enough. I'm sorry.
He did everything, man. He launched a diet pill business that failed.
You take some MSG out of your food.
He launched a some frozen entrees, Benihana frozen entrees, and the motto was, we either make it great or we don't make it at all. And it must not have been great, because after 2 years,
they're not making
it. Did not make it at all. Okay. Lost $11 million.
Oh, my.
I didn't know he was responsible for Genesis magazine. I love those sort of fake like these offshoots of Playboy that never quite made it, you know, gent D cup issue.
It's got two centerfolds, Tom.
Revolutionary.
It's true.
You know how many staples that is?
That's a lot of staples.
It's double.
And Josh, you know how much you pay for that extra centerfold?
How much?
Nothing! Nothing!
Oh! Rocky eats it.
Well.
He passes the savings on. Boy, oh boy.
Where do you think those mistresses go from?
I'm trying to see if you can buy a Genesis magazine. Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at you can shop old Genesis magazines. They range from $15 to $89.
Wow. Oh, the old ones have Peter Gabriel.
Yeah.
Yeah. The new ones still call.
You like the Bill Collins
one? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.